My life had fallen apart in Los Angeles, and I'd lost everything, lost my home and servants and all my toys. And so I bailed out to Nashville because I was a producer to Waylon Jennings and the Outlaw Movement. And I thought, well, I'll just go back to Nashville where I had such great success as a producer, and I'll just start over again, or, you know, just pick up where I left off. Well, the doors were closed. For some reason, I couldn't find a job in L.A., and I couldn't find a job in Nashville either. And gee, it should have been a breeze in Nashville, but the doors were closed. Anyway, I get off the plane, and I think, I'm just going to get crazy down here like I used to before. More drugs, more partying, more everything.
Sure.
And within 3 days, I met this young lady at a restaurant. And I was with my engineer who was going to be working with at the time. And we just looked at each other, and it's just one of those great old stories that just something happened. So we dated. And here I was, a stoner. I was broke. I had a bad reputation. I was just, you know, about everything that she would never be looking for. She had spent the last year, she had made the decision a year ago that she was in drug, get closer to the Lord than ever before. She quit dating. She was just really pressing in, you know, and she, when she walked in the restaurant, she like lit up the place. But we just, I don't know, and why we would date, because she shouldn't had no business being around, that's for sure. But there was an attraction, which again is God just riding, you know, shotgun on us, just putting us together. But
yeah.
So now I have a guru at the time, and she's pressing into the Lord, and so we would have these conversation, and she said, Jesus is the way. And I said, you know what, he is, well, he's a way, you know, he's one of the paths to the top of the mountain. He's, in fact, he's one of the great ascendant masters, you know, there's Jesus guy, you're right, he's great. And she said, no, he's the way. And I said, well, he is a way, I, you know, I agree that he's a pretty cool guy. She said, no, he's the way. And we would get into some pretty heated argument over that. And so I told her, I said, look, we got to resolve this. Can't we just meet in the middle of some place? You kind of lighten up on the Jesus thing. I'll even change gurus for you. And let's just find a place in the middle. And she said, there is no middle. Jesus is the way. And so and we just, well, anyway, one night she called and said, I need to talk to you tonight. And I said, okay. And so we got together, and she said, I can see where we're headed. I see how our relationship is deepening. And she said, I cannot become unequally yoked. And she said, so I have to make a decision between you and Jesus, and I picked Jesus.
Wow.
And I have to tell you, I about fell back because I knew how much we cared about each other. We had so much in common. It was just such a great relationship, other than that one little Jesus thing. So when she said that, now, Ryan, she had been trying to minister to me by, she was taking me to the contemporary Christian rock concerts.
Sure. Time
where, like, it was Petra and Rich Mullins.
Yeah.
And she was taking me to the church because a lot of the Christian musicians played in the worship band. So she'd take me to churches, had the good worship, you know, and she would pray for me. But that's what she was talking the talk. But when she did that, she walked out her walk. And I never had anybody do something that was so monumental to me. I thought, I know how hard this is for her to do. And she's walking out her walk. And I have never wanted something or believed in something so deeply that I was willing to give up something I really cared about. And that turned the corner for me, because everything she'd been, you know, ministering to me about kind of started falling in place. But when she did that, I thought, I want to have something that means that much to me. And so it was just a matter of, I don't know, probably weeks before I was, and then when I was in, man, I was all in. I didn't read anything except the Bible for 3 years. I mean, as far as, I didn't read books or newspapers or anything. I just